Welcome to our podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. Today we're going to discuss how banks are gaining clarity and agility in account analysis. I'm your host, Sam Davidowitz, and joining me today is Dan Gill, SunTech's Banking Industry Principal. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
To kick things off, I'd say in today's evolving financial landscape, agility has become a key differentiating factor for banks. However, many banks find themselves grappling with the challenge of achieving true agility due to the industry's complex processes, regulatory constraints, and legacy systems impeding their ability to adapt quickly. So, what is your perspective why so many banks struggle to become agile providers?
Well, I think you really hit it on the head there. A lot of it just comes from legacy, and it's both legacy of technology and systems, right? In many banks, you know, we're talking about cores and account analysis systems and things like that. They're decades old, and well, banking has just changed so much in that time. But we're also, there's a lot of legacy of just the mentality of what it is to be a banker in 2023 and what it is to be a bank provider. It's one of the reasons why we've seen so many of these new digital banks and fintechs come into the market to offer a completely different way of thinking about what is it to provide financial services to retail customers, to corporate customers in the account analysis and treasury services space. And it really is going to take not just technology shift, but mindset shift into just how much evolution has gone on with buyers of treasury services and account analysis.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. You know, I'd add that, you know, these outdated systems are typically also very monolithic, inflexible, outdated, you know, really making them ill-suited to rapidly change in this landscape.
Yeah, yeah. Almost multi-monolithic, right? It's like, you know, you've got all of these little monoliths within the bank, and none of them are really well connected to each other, so that you have all of these little pockets of data and information that make it hard to make fast decisions.
Absolutely. So what is really the option? Is rip and replace the only alternative?
Well, you know, for heck, probably the past 5 or so years, that's been the story. Rip out the old, bring in the new, everything will become wonderful. I think we've seen enough stories now that that's probably not the only and maybe not the best approach for many or most banks to look at this, because it becomes so disruptive. When a system's been in place for decades, you don't know all the consequences of just ripping it out and bringing in something new and modern. So I actually think there's probably better ways to do it. One of those is something that we tend to refer to as a use case approach. And so pick a sliver of, let's just stick with account analysis. Pick a sliver. Maybe it's the sales process. Maybe it is, you know what, we have a huge disconnect between sales and delivery and implementation. Let's look at the sales process and revamp that. Or maybe it's the statement delivery process, or maybe it's the annual renewal process, and focus on one of those areas to transform that. When you do that, you're able to also start transforming the vision of the people within the bank that, oh, there could be a different way of doing this than we've always done it. So you don't have to rip everything out. You can do it incrementally. And before long, you end up with a full agile mindset and a full set of agile delivery systems that really break down those monoliths that we were talking about, so that the bank is able to act quickly and deliver quickly.
Yeah. And I guess depending on the bank, there's probably an ideal approach on what systems and processes you tackle first rather than the other.
Sure.
You know, what would you say some of the most successful banks are doing to gain actionable visibility into their corporate treasury customers and products?
Yeah, well, so, you know, on previous episodes, we've talked about that customer life cycle. And so at the core of that, from an account analysis perspective, it is that delivering of statements, right? That's sort of the hub of all of this in the circle. So I think some of the most lucrative or innovative banks are looking at reinventing completely how they deliver pricing and billing information to their customers first. Come in with that. And then you can sort of, if you picture that life cycle circle in your head, you can sort of go up the two sides, sort of the origination side and then the long-term delivery side, at a pace that makes sense to not be too disruptive. So that's one way. Another way is to just sort of come up in parallel with a specific use case. It's one of the reasons why we're seeing so much interest on like green ECR, for instance, or hybrid accounts or hard interest accounts. Some of these more natively new things that when a bank can use that to prove out a use case with commercial customers, it actually gives them a way then to just simply broaden the scope of that to all customers and use it as a low risk kind of trial that really helps them prove out the concept without all the risk of just blowing everything up and starting over.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, your insights are always much appreciated. And for our listeners, we hope today's discussion has shed some light on the path towards gaining clarity and agility in accounts analysis. Thank you again for joining us and stay tuned for our next episode on implementing corporate treasury virtual accounts in accounts analysis. Talk to you soon, Dan.
Thanks, Sam.